Take a pop, dum dim, take a pop, dum dim, the
pie. Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason I'm alone and masturbate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where we are 100% coronavirus free at the moment. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight.
Yeah.
Had someone want to say. Five Star Man, Ace of Gray.
That's me.
Not here, not pictured. Ali Hebert, who is unfortunately at work. We know you guys have probably heard about what happened yesterday. We do want to address that and explain why Jesse Kimball is no longer part of the cast. I wondered how long we could go before you were going to completely shut the bit down.
Just, oh, no, that wasn't me shutting the bit down. Just like, oh, God, this was unexpected.
Yeah, Jesse.
Typically, I know we're supposed to wait until the jury makes a decision, but we thought it was in the best interest of Podzilla to just immediately separate ourselves.
Well, you know, we want to spread the word in case people find them in that situation again. So, raving lunatic, by the way. Blood-soaked nightmares, the best way I can describe what happened yesterday. Now, Jesse Kimball, our fearless leader on the Mondays, got a bad case of the strep. So, he was unable to do the show last night. I know, Asa, you did send out a tweet, I believe, on the old Podzilla Twitter account, letting everybody know. But that's why we didn't have that show last night.
Well, simultaneously plugging my appearance.
Well, hey, gotta get those hits. I think Jesse will be back on Thursday. I don't know how strep works exactly, so
it sucks. Like it's,
just a bad sore throat.
Yeah, but there's more to it. Like it's been a while since I've had strep, so I don't know exactly.
I don't think I've ever had strep. If I've had anything serious, I've never gone to the doctor for it. I've always just dealt with it because I've been pretty sick and like bad sore throat for like a week straight. But I just assumed that was normal, and I drank plenty of OJ, and eventually I got better. So I don't know what I could or could not have had that I just ignored completely.
Yeah.
But everyone's talking about viruses these days.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to create a new character on Warcraft. I was going to make a Pandarian and name it Wuhan Coronavirus.
Why'd you have to make it a Pandarian?
You know why.
Yeah.
Because that way it's funnier.
Is it, Cornette?
It's more offensive. We were going to do Worst Villains tonight. We're not going to do that because Allie's not here with us, and I didn't remember it at all, so I didn't prepare at all. Asa prepared a little bit, but we don't really have enough to turn that into a show.
And Allie wanted to be on it.
She did want to be on it.
That was a topic she was excited for.
Well, because some of our favorite shows that we've done, I mean, we had that great show. We had that great month where we did Villains. Like,
yeah.
That's one of my favorite series of shows we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a really good one with, I believe it was Allie and Ethan, where we talked about like Punisher and Batman and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our best shows come from like comics.
Yeah.
And which is surprising because I'm terrible when it comes to comics. I wish I was better, but there are so many.
No, yeah.
It's so many titles and so many like universes out there that I don't even know anymore.
It's at the point, I don't remember if we talked about it just in person or if it was an actual show, like if it was on the air. So if this is a repeat, like fast forward 30, 45 seconds. But my roommate in college, Keith, like does not like comic books because when he wants a story to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are individual like arcs that you can follow that have their own beginning, middle, and end. There is really no ending for a comic book character.
Because like even in death, they have to go on forever.
Yeah, they can come back. Peter Parker was invented in like 1926 and is as like a 16-year-old and is just now in his the late 20s.
1926.
Yeah.
I remember when Parker was a part of the Great Depression.
Exactly.
Like, that was my favorite set of comics.
Yeah, it was great. Resorted to trying to eat the web fluid because
he was hungry.
Yeah, it just didn't.
Yeah, I was an X-Men fan growing up, and I thought X-Men was the X-Men comic. It was just called X-Men.
Yeah.
So I would go to my neighborhood, what was it called? Bodie's. in Mount City, and there was a drugstore, but they had comics. The only place I could get comics in anywhere around. And they usually just had X-Men. And then once I went in, and I guess I got new comics in, it was like Uncanny X-Men, X-Men, X-Factor, X-Force. There's so many different versions of X-Men. And I'm just like, where's the one that's on Fox?
Where's the anime? Where's the team that I know from the cartoon?
Where's the Jubilees? Yeah.
They, team books are the worst about it too, because they are constantly changing. Like, you might typically have one or two core members that are in every book, or not every, like every version, I should say. But yeah, those are, especially X-Men is real bad. Like right now,
there's so many X-Men.
Dawn of X has, I think it's six books. New Mutants, Excalibur, Marauders, X-Force, X-Men, Fallen Angels. And then there are...
So they're not doing the black and gold or anything like that anymore?
No, but so Gold and Blue ended a couple years ago. And then they did X-Men Red, which was to bring back Jean Grey. And then there was Uncanny X-Men. And there was an X-Force book. There was a couple other books, I believe. I don't fully remember, because I'm a little sketchy on the timeline. Basically, everything got reset with House of X and Powers of Ten, which is, it's supposed to be called Powers of Ten, but it's Powers of X.
Well, X
so
is
it's
10.
X, yeah, but like, no, it's not 10, it's X. It's X-Men. They're not the 10 men. It's Powers of X, House of X.
I never thought of 10 men.
plus Hoxpox, just that's what.
Hoxpox.
Because House and Powers.
Yeah.
So that started, and then, and that totally like reset the status quo for the X-Men. And the, well, mutant kind.
In
as
general.
As a whole, in general.
And part of that played into the fact that Marvel did not have the movie rights to mutants, right?
Oh, yeah. For years, Marvel Comics have been trying to downplay the importance of mutants in their comic
books. Which is insane.
And they tried to, like, replace the mutants with the Inhumans. And that went over like a lead fart in church.
Lead?
Yeah. Well, it was lead balloon and then a fart in church. Okay. I combined them. I figured lead in church wouldn't click right, but now that we've spent this time explaining it, I'm sure everyone is in tears at home listening.
It only makes the joke funnier when you clarify it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they, because there was this thing where a mutant is someone who is born with extra, like they have mutated, like their DNA is different.
Right, right, right.
They've evolved.
Right.
So they're born special.
Yeah.
An Inhuman is born like a normal human, except there's something in their DNA that activates with Terrigen, or the Terrigen Mist. So you and I can just be walking around and all of a sudden this like cloud sweeps over us, and I'm totally fine because I'm just I'm a normal person.
But now I've got
nothing
powers.
Happens to me. But then you get scales, or all of a sudden you can fly, or you know, whatever yours manifests itself as.
Okay.
So that was the
difference. It's kind of like mutant puberty.
But so they turned into, but they turned it to where this Terrigen Mist is just this giant storm across, it's like the storm of Venus or Jupiter that you can see from space. It's like the biggest hurricane ever.
So it's like Galactus in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. It is just constantly like circling the globe, but it turns out that Terrigen is, something happened to set that off, I think. I completely lost all interest at this point. And it turns out that the Terrigen Mist is lethal to mutants.
That's why they all had to leave, didn't they?
So they went to the moon. Magic took a bunch of them to Purgatory, I think. Like, it was stupid. And it was essentially just like, okay, now there's no more mutants in the world, or there's very, very few. But wow, gee, look at all these Inhumans. Isn't that swell?
Did they have a TV show?
Yeah. And it was so bad, and it was immediately canceled. Like, we always talk about how Marvel really can do no wrong. Inhumans is there. Like, that's the exception that proves the rule.
So that was actually, that was the MCU. That was MCU, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they released it as an IMAX showing, like the first two episodes, I think, because they were hour-long episodes. But it was so bad. Like, it was reviewed terribly. The fans hated it. Medusa, whose whole thing is like her hair, she has full control of her hair. And can, like, it's super strong and durable.
Just like in Greek mythology.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Classic Medusa.
Classic Medusa.
Just like Thor.
Yeah.
They're related. The hair effects, I don't know if you've seen them.
I have not.
Go out of your way to Google, like, ABC Inhumans Medusa hair. It is some of the most low grade, like, Neil Breen would look at this and be like, Ooh.
That's bad?
Yeah. And they realized it was so bad. So, like, I think someone said in, like, the second episode, they shaved her head.
Just to stop
from having to do the effect.
That reminds me of X-Men Origins Wolverine. Wolverine pulled his claws out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how they made it look worse than they looked in the original X-Men movies years before, I'll never understand.
Are you talking about
the full version.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just the cut.
The leaked version came out and without the CGI, and everyone was like, this movie's terrible.
Yeah. No, the actual version of it wasn't much better. Because I remember seeing it because I thought it was the leaked cut. And I was watching it and I was like, no, this is the actual movie. Like, they look so fake. Like, just terribly fake.
But the game was so good.
It was. And I'll be honest, I didn't hate the movie. Like, I know the movie gets hate,
mm-hmm.
and it's not great. Don't get me wrong. And yeah. Wolverine's my least favorite character. He's my least favorite X-Man.
Yeah.
And I mean that in, like I just have an unnatural hatred for him.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is the only one that ever made Wolverine tolerable to me. So it's not like he had a lot of points going into this. And I didn't hate the movie. I thought it was a huge waste of opportunity, especially with, like, Gambit and the Blob and Will.i.am.
Deadpool.
Don't even get me started on
but
fucking Deadpool.
Sew his mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, because, and also he can shoot beams from his face.
And give him Cyclops' powers.
And he can teleport, too.
But when you think about
it. Get it, because he was a Deadpool of powers.
That's why Logan hates Cyclops so much. Because he had that like 30 years ago. And, this guy shoots eyes out of his beams? Well, F him. Now I'm mad.
Shoots eyes out of his beams.
Yeah, that's what Dalton said.
That's why.
He's
just
dumb.
Stopped in
He's,
for a minute.
Yeah, he just
fucking Dalton, get out of here.
Don't use my mic again.
Idiot. Sorry, guys. He just left.
That was
the door. Yeah, I'm doing it. If this is show number 942 where I talk about my disappointment in Cyclops in every medium that they've ever had
we're going to rename the network, and it was just like, well, Hulk Hogan, and boy, Cyclops deserves better.
And
network.
Also Neil Breen, in parentheses. And
the Daddy Derek presents.
Ah, man, Cyclops could have been such a great character. I feel like they ever got every X-Men character kind of okay, except for Cyclops. There are things I could point out about every single version of the movie characters that I liked. Like, even Jubilee, the girl that got to play Jubilee in Apocalypse was dead on. Like, yeah, they didn't do shit with her, but like visually and character wise, I thought she was dead on to how Jubilee I imagined her. But my God, Cyclops. I love James Marsden, but I don't understand how he got the role of Cyclops. Like, you look at James Marsden, but you know, they say all Cyclops are created equal. But you look at James Marsden and you look at the comic book and the TV show, you find out that's not true.
So I'm going to need you to explain that, because tall, handsome dude.
I don't think James Marsden's tall. Let me look it up. I think he's only like 5'11 or something like that.
Only 5'11.
Well, I mean, you know.
All right, every girl on Tinder.
Yeah, he's 5'10.
Okay, so he's a.
So he's a little shorter.
He's about as tall as I am.
Let's see. Cyclops.
I should say I'm about as tall as he is.
Of course, I get, you know, the mythological Cyclops, which no one cares about.
Marvel Cyclops.
No one even believes in him anymore.
That's why he's weak. He runs on belief and faith.
And I'm thinking, like, surely they won't actually have Cyclops' height. On Wikipedia.
Well, no, he's just you're used to seeing him next to Wolverine, towering over him, because in the comics, Wolverine's like 4'8". Basically, Wolverine is Danny DeVito.
So Cyclops in the comic is 6'3".
Okay.
So full half a foot difference between.
So just seeing him not be that tall, like, is enough for you to think that he doesn't fit or was there something like
it was the fact that
to me I thought it was pretty like comic accurate, because Cyclops sucks in the comics, so Cyclops sucks in the movies, and yeah, there we go, we're one for one.
Now, are you talking about personality or just in general?
Yeah.
Aw, because Cyclops is this big jacked like super dude, and in the movie he was in good shape. He's significantly better shape than me, don't get me wrong, but I always thought Cyclops would be like, I feel like when you look at Cyclops, you should go, that's the leader. You know, like, there should be no doubt. When the X-Men team shows up, visually, you see Cyclops, and you go, that's the guy right there. And the movie version just didn't give me that. Like,
see, even in the comics, I never really have that.
Oh, I always
impression.
Like I always had, maybe it's because I don't know. Maybe it's the comics I grew up on. But like Cyclops was always like he was the field. He was the team leader, and like you could tell he was in charge.
It's possible that I just never really paid that because my main exposure to X-Men is the 90s animated series. I had a couple random issues of X-Men before I really understood what comics were.
Mm-hmm.
Like every once in a while, I'd be at like Barnes and Noble or somewhere that just sold like single issues. And I would, comic book. I like the X-Men show, so I'll buy that. And not understand anything that's happening because it's in the middle of an arc.
Right.
And I thought comic books were supposed to be just like single issue stories.
Yeah, they were like television episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of just like, I don't need to read everything else surrounding this. And I have a couple of like old Batman detective comics that were the same way. Mm. Of just like, this is just cool because it's Batman. I don't know who this is, but
yeah,
Batman's going to mess him up.
Yeah. They'll probably shoot him too,
nothing
depending
really
on the
happened
era.
There. No, it wasn't that early.
Oh.
So Cyclops, any version of him that I've seen has never really been that physically imposing. I could tell that he was the leader because they kept telling me he was the leader. But then you have nothing but like Wolverine, who's just like
pure disrespect.
I'm going to do what I want. And then you also have people so you want to know who I always thought was I always knew she wasn't the leader, but she should have been because like, who's going to tell Storm what to do? Like, I've always liked Storm a lot.
I also like
Gambit
Storm.
Is my favorite X-Man because he's cool and he's suave and he throws the playing cards and like he always had like the Ace of Spades and he has a bow staff and a trench coat. Gambit is badass.
And that neck thing with the
turtle, yeah, the weird head
thing. Yeah.
It's like a piece of equipment in Injustice.
Yeah, and my favorite part was if you watch the old X-Men cartoon in the first episode, like they're all at the mall. And Storm and Rogue are dressed
like they're all in right street clothes.
Fashionable women. And then you see Gambit, and he's in full gear with the headpiece and everything. Like, no one's going to think that that's normal walking around that way.
No, but then you hear him talk, and you're like, he pulls it off.
Yeah, see, Gambit was always my favorite, too. And at some point, I never turned on him. Like, I still love Gambit.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I really fell in love with the really straight-laced leader types. Mm-hmm. So, like, Superman.
Leonardo.
Cyclops. Leonardo. People like that. And I just resonate with them at this point. What'd you say?
Because you're a square.
I am. I'm a Boy Scout. Like, I play a bad guy on TV, but in reality, I'm really, really more. You probably listen to this show and think like, he's like a sociopathic dick, but I'm like really straight laced. Like, I am extremely moral and just, and like I hate injustice and I hate racism, and like you wouldn't know that by listening to me.
I was gonna say. So, what was your World of Warcraft character gonna be?
A Pandarian named Wuhan Coronavirus. I mean, but I wouldn't do that because I hate other races in Warcraft. I'll only play human. So
you actually are a little racist in World of Warcraft.
I am.
Because what was that story of like the first game you made Lindsay play with
you? We played EverQuest 2 and I was like, hey, play this game with me. We can be these cool ass people. And like I played I forget what the character
super handsome was. Like human knight, yeah. That was gonna
I was the because you know it's high fantasy, so I want to be handsome, so I made the knight, and I thought she was gonna make this like beautiful mage or something, and she just makes a lizard girl. And I'm like, I'm not gonna play with you because like I don't want people thinking I'm banging this lizard, you know.
It's so weird.
It is. And it's still like that today because we play World of Warcraft, and one of the characters that we played a lot was Worgens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just werewolves.
The only exception to the only human rule is werewolf
for me, but not for her, because when she turns into a werewolf, it's like a pretty-ish werewolf. It looks like
they had to like hyper feminize it.
Yeah.
No, yes.
So that doesn't fit.
You're a mythological creature. You are human become beast.
Yes.
But we got to make it clear that you have tits.
Yes, and they have very large wolf breasts. And whenever you see, like, my character walks in, he's a warrior. So he walks in and, like, imagine a werewolf in full fucking plate mail and giant swords and snarling and, like, let's rock. And then she comes in a nice shirt and dress combo with a cape and a little top hat, but she's still a werewolf. And it's just unsettling.
Can she not get the actual, like, armor, or is that just what she wants?
No, because she's a mage class.
Okay.
So they can only wear cloth. So she's walking around as a, you know,
they don't really account for different.
No.
It's one size fits all for all of the races.
Yeah, so you have the large-breasted werewolf girl in like full, like, and she almost looks like a werecat instead because she's female, because that's what they do. It's just
okay,
it's
Blizzard.
It's unsettling. It's unsettling, and I don't like it.
Oh man, yeah,
it's kind of. I look badass, and I'm supposed to, like, I'm manly. But
so if she was a warrior class, would she have the access to the same armor?
She would have the armor.
Okay,
yeah, and Warcraft, to be fair. Not all the armor, because there's some armor, like I'll see people running around in just like metal thongs sometimes, but the graphics are so poor, especially in like the old Warcraft, that it's like kind of pointless to have sexy armor because, you know,
it's all just pixels.
It's all pixels. It doesn't look great. It looks better now. But anyway, I digress. That was an awful conversation we just had.
Because there was something on Reddit that I saw fairly recently of people complaining that like, Captain Phasma, and I don't know her name because I never watched the show, but there was a character, a female character in Game of Thrones.
Played by the same woman.
Yeah.
Christie. Yeah.
She, like, they were complaining because it's like, oh, you're not, you can't even tell she's a woman. Her armor's so unfeminine.
Her armor's not female.
And they responded with like, no, it's armor.
Armor's
armor. It's supposed to be like life-saving. It's not supposed to be sexy and classy. Like, that doesn't make sense. Now, granted, it did fuck all for Phasma.
Yeah.
I don't know how her character in Game of Thrones fared. Probably not good because
I think she survived.
Like, I think there were like three characters in Game of Thrones that had a happy ending total. And every time I hear anyone talk about that show, it's all gloom and doom. But
I don't want to be the guy that says, I've never watched it.
I already said it. It's fine.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't like bragging about it as like a, you know, oh yeah, no, I have never seen a single episode of Game of Thrones, because there's people like that.
Yeah.
And you are just as bad as the people who will not be able to talk about anything other than Game of Thrones. You're just on opposite sides of the terrible spectrum.
I know this isn't directly related, but it reminds me that, and tomorrow's wrestling, I'm aware, but when Edge came back, I went through, there were two things, one with Kobe Bryant and one with Edge. With Edge, it was, I'm wondering which one of my people on my friends list are going to be the one that say, I don't care about this. Who cares about Edge coming back?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also going to think, which is the person that's on my friends list that's going to say, before we go mourning Kobe, remember he wasn't a saint. And sure enough, both things happened. I saw one person who said, you know, hi, I'm the one person in the world who doesn't care about Edge coming back. And I thought, like, and I'm wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm wrong. Because my reply wanted to be, well, who? No one asked you. Like, cool, you don't care. It doesn't matter. Like, don't shit on other people. But he was saying it on his personal Facebook. It's absolutely his right 100% to say, I don't care about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was just offended because, you know, and I've never been a gigantic Edge fan, but I knew it was an awesome moment and a great thing for him.
That's just a shitty take, too, of just like, what do you want? Okay, so let's throw you a parade.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one per, okay, congratulations.
Whoa,
like,
look how different you are.
Right.
Oh, and then the other one was somebody said, you know, hey,
That one's more surprising than the Kobe one, because, like, there was a lot of, like,
let's
shadiness.
Not romanticize Kobe, because he's been accused of things,
because,
too.
Yeah, because, of, yeah, there's, like, stuff like that, but Edge, I feel like, has always been pretty beloved, and especially with the way that his career ended.
Right. You would think there'd be more sympathy kind of for him.
Yeah. Of even if you aren't like, cause the comment I made when we were watching it live is like, well, crap. Now the one thing that made WrestleMania 27 memorable to be there live is moot.
Cause he's back.
Yeah. Cause now he's back. And that's all I had. It's like me. It's like, no, yes, Charlotte should win because I need the points.
Edge, don't take
this
away.
Game.
Don't take it away, you selfish bastard.
How dare you? But no, yeah, like it was, and like seeing the emotion on his face, it's just like, you don't need to be contrarian.
Yeah,
like being contrarian is not a personality.
I feel like there's a time and place type thing. I really do. And like, when somebody comes back like that, like, let them have their moment. When Kobe Bryant died, and I know a lot of, there may be some people going, how come you guys haven't talked about Kobe Bryant passing away? Because you always talk about news like this. I was a big Kobe Bryant fan. I was never a gigantic Kobe Bryant fan, but I was a big fan of the Lakers. I loved that team up. I think Kobe Bryant's one of the best players of all time, if not the best player of all time. I think it's incredibly sad that his daughter passed with him, you know, 13 years old, and the other, what, seven people, I believe, that died in the plane, in the helicopter crash. But even if I wasn't a Kobe Bryant fan, I really feel like there's a time and a place to pick stuff out like this. Like, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm playing favorites because I can't think of anyone. No, I can think of one. When Sylvia Brown died, my first instinct was not to go, oh, someone passed away, that's tragic. It was to go, she was a con artist, she hurt people. But, you know, and I do not mourn the fact that she has passed away. So maybe I'm just a giant hypocrite and I should shut my mouth. But I think there's a difference between Kobe Bryant and Sylvia Brown. For those of you that don't know who Sylvia Brown is, she's a psychic. She was like the most famous psychic.
The Miss Cleo 1-800 number.
No, that's a different woman.
Was that?
Yeah, Miss Cleo was an actress who...
You started to say Miss Cleo and then you corrected to her real name, so I just assumed it was...
No, Sylvia Brown was... Oh, you'd have to look into it. She was the one that James Randi went after hard. And, you know, our good friend, James Randi, friend of the show.
God, I wish.
Yeah, he went after her real hard because she was the biggest name in the psychic industry, and she... So bad, and I think I've told it before. The last time I heard her speak,
she was on Coast to Coast,
and they kicked her off for lying about the Chilean miners, and they said they would never invite her back because she was just a giant con artist.
Yeah.
She's also the one that went on TV and said, "I'm sorry, your daughter's dead."
Yeah, and the mom died,
thinking that, and then they found the daughter years later. Yeah,
alive.
So she, like, I feel like there's a big difference between her and Kobe Bryant.
I don't think she was on.
I don't know how many points Sylvia Brown ever put up in a game.
I don't know if she was on his documentary, An Honest Liar. I don't think he really focused on her.
Which is insane because so much of what I've read was him just like going after.
I need to look into that.
Because she was the biggest fraud.
Because his was those televangelist people and
Peter.
The guy I can't remember who.
The spoonbender?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Oh, God.
Which I'm fine. Like Yuri Gagarin or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yuri. That's what it was. Yuri, yeah.
Yuri something. Yuri Gagarin, someone else. Anyway.
Garbage man.
Yeah, garbage person. It was just him going after like garbage people. And then it was the folk. And then them rigging the paranormal test at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And then the story with him and his partner.
Yeah, and did they... When you say televangelist, you're talking about the
couple.
Peter Popoff?
Yes.
Was that it?
Yep, okay. Peter Popoff and his wife.
Yeah, where she was feeding him information about the people in the crowd
and
he was pretending it was a miracle.
It was divine.
Which, funny enough, even after all that came out, they still maintained.
Oh, yeah, no. Everybody that he like brought down ended up being fine because now that Yuri dude is.
Yuri Geller,
yes. Yeah,
I'm sorry I thought of it.
No, that's good. Because now he sells like crystals or special bottled water or some bullshit. He might be the person behind it, essential oils being vaporized and.
There was that one guy that was on the John Oliver special that I remember growing up, and I can't remember who he is. I don't care to. You know who I'm talking about. It was the world famous televangelist, had the biggest ministry, et cetera, et cetera. He got caught being a complete fraud, and now he has a ministry again. Like, it's amazing what people will put up with on blind faith.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to criticize blind faith. Like, that's – it's not for me. It's not. Mm-hmm. But, like, I understand people who are poor and unfortunate wanting to believe in something better. I'm not mad at that.
It's the people we get mad at that prey on those people
right.
who have so little and convince them to send that prosperity gospel is just evil.
It's amazing what people will put up with in general.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to get political tonight. We were talking about comic books and video games and stuff, and then things got unfortunate.
Warcraft's out.
Warcraft's out. Billie Eilish won a ton of Grammys. Like, what's wrong with the world these days?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, just,
I didn't pay any attention.
Like, throwaway line.
I know people are mad at the fact that Billie Eilish won, I guess. But
I don't know why. It was a good album.
I also don't know why people really care about the Grammys. Like,
or any award show.
Like,
There's only one. I'm going to make a statement now. The only award show I care about or take seriously are non-political award shows like the 420 Awards, hosted by Derek Savage.
No. He's working on a very political movie.
Derek Savage?
Yeah.
I heard he was stopping autism.
God. How could it... Like, so that was a poll that he put out. Which of these movies would you rather see?
Do you want to see Cool Cat prevent autism? Or do you want to see Cool Cat fight a witch? And for some reason, the public said witch.
Okay, you say the public.
I have a hard time believing that. Like 10 people.
I was going to say, that Twitter poll had 16 votes.
Yeah, but you would think that all of them would be trolls who would be like, I absolutely want to see Derek Savage tackle autism.
Or was it all people who saw those options and be like, No, he needs to go after a witch because witches are real. If Cool Cat goes after the witch, then I'll be safe.
Well, okay, so I think the reasoning would be that, like, autism is stoppable. You just don't get kids vaccinated, and now no one has autism.
And
but you can't stop a witch.
Eat a vegan diet.
Yeah.
And there's other...
Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins. Brother.
Be a general Hulkamaniac.
Well, okay, you laugh, but you name one autistic when Hulk Hogan was a wrestler.
You can't think
of a single one.
I don't like that bit. I don't like any of this bit. What were we talking about before everything got terrible?
I don't know. My mind is still racing, or is still reeling from over the weekend. It was a very busy weekend for us. Podzilla 1985 now presents wrestling. You know? We made a fake wrestling poster 3 years ago. I think 2.5 years ago, something like that.
Are the Flex Offenders that old?
They've been out there for a while now. We made this fake poster for a wrestling company, and now, like, we actually do kind of run a wrestling company. It's weird.
You say we.
We. Brain Trust. Well, I say we. I don't own it.
Yeah.
You know? Cyclops.
Cyclops. He's weak. Also, can we get some freaking consistency in his powers? Because it's supposed to just be concussive blasts. So when he shoots you with his eye beams, it's like getting punched in the face. Can we stop having this thing where he's like melting steel and...
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's...
I thought Cyclops actually... I thought it was like burning hot and he could melt stuff with it.
It's supposed to be a concussive blast.
Huh, so if he were to hit somebody, it wouldn't like obliterate them. It would just knock them backwards.
Right.
So all those times in like the comics and the cartoons and stuff, like he would shoot Wolverine and he would just blow Wolverine 4 city blocks back.
That's closer to what it was supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Instead of just like, why isn't he just melting down to his adamantium skeleton?
Yeah, because I thought he just shot like laser hot beams at people.
In fairness, sometimes he does do that because comic book continuity is not a thing.
I remember him being the only one that could hurt Mr. Sinister. And he would, like, when his beams hit him, he would, like, melt. It would, like, literally tear holes through Mr. Sinister. So I just thought that was him. Also, you're going to hear me probably, like, lisp a lot tonight because I bit my tongue yesterday really bad. So it's swollen. So I'm trying to avoid touching that area.
And that's all you can think about?
Yeah.
So, fun fact, also, did you know that he doesn't shoot, they're not lasers?
I did know this. They're actually gateways to another dimension.
And it's the pure energy of that dimension escaping through his eyes.
Now, I was a little iffy on that, but when I really sat down and thought about it, I realized that is fucking stupid. I hate that so much. When I first heard about that, I thought it was a joke, and I thought, that's canon. That's ridiculous. Why can't he just shoot laser beams from his eyes? Superman does it.
Well, Superman can do everything.
Well, yeah.
Except lose.
That's because his name is Superman.
Have you...
Like, above average man.
Have you seen that his secret identity is now public?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I assume that had happened already.
Nope. Canon. It's been just a couple weeks. I need to try to find, like, a collection. I'm waiting... DC is terrible about putting things to trade, like collecting issues. So it's going to be like a year before that comes out. But I want to read that arc because I don't know if it was like Clark Kent decided to give up
Clark Kent give up
the secret, or if it was exposed by like Lex Luthor or someone.
I never understood why he had the alternate identity anyway, or secret identity, because like with most people, it's to protect people. It's protect yourself.
Right.
But like, Superman is basically God. He doesn't really have to worry about people coming after him all the time. I can see the people he cares about.
It's because...
I was because he wanted to be human.
It keeps him human.
Yeah.
It keeps him connected to the people at a level that it would be very easy to lose as just... If you spend night and day for years just aware of how much more powerful and significant you are
than
literally every other living being on the planet,
yeah,
it's real easy to go all full Dr. Manhattan.
Right.
Who's just like, wow, I don't give a shit. I'm going to go fuck off to the moon and just like do Dr. Manhattan shit.
Yeah.
So that would be bad. So those were the values that Ma and Pa Kent. And this is coming from someone who for the longest time had a weird grudge against Superman.
Yeah.
And thought he sucked. Like now I... Having read those the Captain America books is oddly what connected me to Superman.
I was the opposite. I started to turn against Batman. for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I disliked Batman because he was so popular. And everybody was like, oh, he's the best. And I'm like, he's not the best. He's just a insane guy in a suit.
Yeah.
But now that's going away. And I'm like, I'm just appreciating everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, everything's fine. Like, everybody's good. Even The Flash.
The Flash was one of my favorite books to come out of Rebirth. I got so far behind, so I ended up dropping. And I'm not caught up on any of it. But it was also very jarring to go from... Because the CW show is what really got me into Flash, because I love that version. Like, I love the first couple seasons of that were really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I am at this point 2 or 3 seasons behind. But I was like, oh, Rebirth, it's always, ooh, a chance to jump in at number one. I'm a sucker. Yes, here's money. And I ended up actually really, really liking it, even though it was wildly different from the CW version.
Yeah. I grew up with the, I think it was late 80s, early 90s Flash show. Mm-hmm. The live action one, the one where Mark Hamill was the trickster or whatever. And they actually have brought that guy, the Flash, back in the new Flash episode. Yeah. A couple of them. He's in the Crisis on Infinite Earths one.
Mm-hmm. Mark Hamill also plays the trickster in a couple episodes.
Which is neat that they did that. What really surprised me, you haven't watched any of the Crisis on Infinite Earths one.
Not a second.
Is there any part of you that would be upset if I said a spoiler-ish thing?
I saw a pretty substantial spoiler for it.
Was it about a character being in the thing?
Like two of the same character.
Yes, one being a very big budget version of that one. Okay, yeah.
I saw that.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That was going to be the one.
It was literally like the night after it happened, like DC Universe was a promoted tweet. So they paid to advertise it. It was just like, hey, look at this. And it was like, huh, glad I wasn't going to watch this eventually because I would probably be mad if someone said that.
Yeah.
Because I know like there's people like Jesse who are waiting for it to come to Netflix.
Right.
So.
Because I really want to watch it too. I'm not a big fan of some of those characters, but like I like the Jonah Hex, the guy that plays Jonathan Shake. I can never pronounce his last name right. The guy that plays Jonah Hex. I like Jonah Hex. So he's in that series sometimes, The Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the characters they put in there. That was a huge surprise. And the fact that they have actually tied together in a way the DC universe with the movie universe. I don't know. It's not even that. Not even just that. They brought
Kevin Conroy
and God bless the guy that played Arliss, Robert Wool, as his character from the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. He was in it.
That's cool.
Like they are deep cutting the shit out of that, and that's really really cool because I watched a similar thing, and you've probably seen it too. The Ninja Turtles movie that they had out years ago, Ninja Turtles Forever, where they combined the comic, the 90s cartoon, and the new cartoon all in one thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's not great. It's fun, but it's not great.
I saw it, but I don't think I've ever actually sat down and watched it.
There's a part in it where they talk about the multiverse, and in the background they just scroll pictures of like every version of the Ninja Turtles, the movie version. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was really cool. So I really like when they tie something together.
Yeah, because like the 80s versions were just idiots, right?
They were borderline strong.
Yeah, they did nothing but just like make run into
pizza
trouble.
Jokes
and
which okay. To be fair, they kind of were that
I mean,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. I do think I've seen that. It's just been a very, very,
it's hard
very
to go
long
back.
Time.
I hate saying it. I cannot go back to the 90s Ninja Turtles cartoon anymore because they are so brain dead. And I didn't realize it at the time because it was fun. But I've grown up and I want my turtles to be a little bit more serious. And they're just the dumbest fucking reptiles.
Dude, the 2013, the Nickelodeon ones, that is my favorite version of the Ninja Turtles.
I agree because they were still funny, but they look cool. They were badass.
Because originally I did not like the animation style, and it took me like an episode and a half to get over that. And I was just like, oh, nope, okay, don't care. This is great. Like, these are just written really, really well.
And the designs were great.
It also includes some of the same voice actors from the original 80s cartoon.
Yeah, in different roles.
Different roles.
Because Raphael from, and Lindsay would kill me for not getting his name right, Ralph Paulson. Rob Paulson, who did Raphael in the old show, does the Donatello in the new show.
Yes, and he was supposed to be at Indianapolis ICC whenever we went one year, but he had like hurt his, he'd done something to his throat, and he was not allowed to talk.
Mm.
Like the doctor, like they have a doctor ordered him to like, you can't speak for.
That's how he makes his money.
Yeah,
he can't hurt those pipes.
Yeah, something bad happened. But one of the actors who was there from the original one, I don't know if he played a character or not. It was the guy who originally played Leonardo.
Mm-hmm.
He hated Leonardo.
The old version of Leonardo
because, you know, Donatello got the gadgets and stuff. Mikey was the goofster. Raph wasn't like...
He was like the tough guy.
Dark and brooding, but yeah, he had at least some character, whereas Leonardo was just the most white meat, vanilla, boring, flat leader. Yeah. Of just like, everyone had a catchphrase, except for Leonardo's catchphrase was just like...
Let's go.
We can do it!
Yeah, the only reason I liked Leonardo at the time was because of the swords. Because that was my favorite weapon.
But, in him and Raphael both, of just like, we have bladed weapons. All right, better hope the Foot Clan are robots.
Which they were, thank God.
Because otherwise they just can't, it's just, I'm just going to hold these wampin' sticks and just punch you with them. It's like, my weapon is essentially a roll of quarters.
Well, that's dangerous. A lot of matches I've seen decided with a roll of quarters. Have you watched any of the new Turtles shows?
No, I want to, but...
I watched one episode, was not for me. Was not really? For me. And maybe it would grow on me if I watched it, because I was like you. I didn't like the Nickelodeon show at first, but it grew on me real quick. But this one's just, it's too different. Like, the only thing I hated about the Ninja Turtles show from the Nickelodeon was the fact that April O'Neil was a teenager with them. Mm-hmm. I hate that only because I always liked April O'Neil as the reporter. She wasn't even a reporter in the original comic. She was a lab assistant to Baxter Stockman. Mm-hmm. But the TV show, she was a reporter and all like that. But the new April O'Neil and the new, especially the new Splinter.
I hate the new Splinter.
Oh, my God.
I do hate the new Splinter look.
I cannot believe they made him look like that. Just a fat, hairless rat. Like, it's bad. Mm-hmm. That's real bad.
Yeah, that's rough. I don't know. I couldn't point out the April O'Neil design off of memory.
She's a kid again.
Okay.
Like, there's something about April O'Neil. And some people actually got mad because I think she's African-American in this one. I couldn't care less about that.
Yeah.
I think the design visually is good, but just...
You just wish she wasn't a kid.
I like April O'Neil as the like older sister type to the Turtles.
Okay, yeah.
You know? And
yeah, especially with like the 90s movie, I can see that.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Did you see the Toys That Made Us of them?
Yes.
Oh, the ending of that, like I legit. Like,
it was a punch in the stomach in a good way.
Teared up, yeah.
Yeah.
And then especially because like I didn't see it the weekend it come out. Like that's still the only episode we've seen from the new season, which is bonkers because this is a season, aside from Hello Kitty, like... dedicated to me.
Yeah,
like,
I've watched the entire. This was my childhood. I've watched the whole season. Finally, I finally finished the last episode, which was the wrestling toy episode.
Yeah, because it has the wrestling toy one. Doesn't have Transformers in this one.
Wrestling toys, Ninja Turtles, I believe Transformers,
and then Hello Kitty is the
Hello Kitty.
So yeah, those like the three.
Was it Power Rangers?
Power Rangers. It is Power Rangers. Transformers was an earlier one.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that is.
That's you.
That is my childhood in a nutshell. Yep. Wrestling toys, Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles. Like if that season had included Batman. You've got the Holy Trinity, but there's four of them. But I haven't
the Holy
seen
Quad Trinity.
I haven't seen it yet. Part of it, the reason I haven't seen it is because of the Zack Ryder thing.
Yeah,
because apparently he was so disrespected by them.
They burned him so hard
that like, it's just like
ruined his house. Mm-hmm. Like, I was pretty pissed about that too. That's why I didn't watch that last episode. I watched one episode of the Movies That Made Us.
I've heard that is like a lot different, but it's really good.
I liked it more than Toys That Made Us because it's not as jokey. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we talked about it in a group chat. The Toys That Made Us, I loved the first season. The second season I thought was good. This one just felt really jokey. I don't know why. It's something about it. I just didn't like the tone. Mm-hmm. But the Movies That Made Us, I watched the Ghostbusters episode, obviously, and it was pretty good. The only thing you won't see in the Ghostbusters episode, as you won't see in any medium about Ghostbusters beyond the movie, was Bill Murray. He had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. In fact, actually, that's not entirely fair. Rick Moranis had nothing to do with it and Sigourney Weaver, but I mean, they don't really... Rick Moranis doesn't do anything anyway.
Right.
And Weaver, they probably didn't even ask her, which sucks, but...
But did they get...
They got Hudson and Aykroyd. Of course, Harold Ramis had passed by that point. But,
right.
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool. Yeah. It's cool that they got them.
Yeah, and they told a story in there, one of my favorite stories, about how they didn't know until Bill Murray showed up if Bill Murray was going to do it. Like they were all just like, so is Bill coming? And Aykroyd's like, yeah, he should be here. And then he did show up, thank God. And apparently he's involved in the new movie quite a bit too. Like there was an article about it.
Because that link, it was a Variety article, I think, that I put to the group chat to like you and Hunter and Cody.
I had read before you sent that. So when you sent it, I was like, okay, I've already read that article. I read it that day, like an hour or two beforehand.
Because I wasn't sure because that was the only... It was an IGN headline. Because like now on Facebook, IGN just posts like... an image that has a brief blurb of news, but they don't link to the article, which is really weird. So that's what I sent. But apparently,
great journalism.
In that article that they cited from Variety, that was the announcement that Bill Murray was actually going to be involved in this new pseudo sequel, reboot, rebranding, whatever it is. So I didn't know if that was confirmed or if that was like breaking news.
Well, I know everyone was like, yeah, it's already been confirmed when you put that. But I don't know if it actually was confirmed. I know there was rumors that I think Aykroyd and Hudson confirmed that they were in it. And they mentioned Bill. But I don't know if it was ever confirmed until I saw that article. 100% Bill Murray is here.
Because
he was actually filming.
Yeah.
Like, which is
And
cool.
I think that's like, not that he was involved, but that he was actually filming stuff. That he was going to be a character.
Yeah.
Well, we know the character, but.
Hopefully. It's his brother, David Vakeman.
Why is it a different last name?
Because I've always had an argument with some people who, like, how do you pronounce Peter Vakeman's last name? Mm-hmm. Somebody say it's Vakeman, and some people say it's Vakeman. Because it does have an N.
Right. Well, who thinks it's Vakeman?
Are you saying Vakeman or Vankman?
Who is saying Vakeman? V-A-K-E-M-A-N.
For the longest time, I said Peter Vakeman.
Okay, well, it's V-E-N-K.
Yeah, it's...
V-E-N-K.
It's F-A-V-R-E. It's... Ray Fiennes. It's R-A-L-P-H.
That's
Ralph.
That's different because that's foreign. That ain't from here.
Any American?
I don't know.
Brett Favre always bothered me, though. I wish Jesse was on here so I could yell at him over something that has nothing to do with him.
I distinctly remember the first time I saw someone in a Brett Favre jersey and feeling bad for them because they got one that was misspelled. Like, oh, man, they got a knockoff.
You feel like an idiot.
They got like a knockoff Green Bay jersey. That
Who the
hell's sucked.
Brett Favre?
What's a Favre?
I don't like football, but the Super Bowl is coming up. I do like football. That's a lie. I like football.
It's okay.
It's fun.
I'm going to Jesse's to hang out with people and eat food.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Is it next Sunday or this Sunday?
It's this coming Sunday.
So the 2nd.
Yes. I believe. I am pretty sure.
I might be in St. Louis that day because I know Allie had talked about her and her boyfriend were going to go away for the weekend and that I would also be going away for the weekend.
You and your girlfriend's boyfriend?
Me and my girlfriend and her boyfriend's girlfriend would be going to St. Louis for the weekend because...
Thinking about it. Yeah, it is this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2nd because I have to work on Saturday.
Yeah, because we were going to go to St. Louis the week after because it's her birthday, but it's also Lindsay's birthday. And Lindsay, I always take Lindsay out for dinner and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then the week after that is Poppy, but she can't get time off. So I think we're going this weekend to stay. So I was going to go to Jesse's and watch football, but I don't think I'm going to be able to because I actually like watching the Super Bowl. Football games have always been some of my favorite games to play, video game wise, and I legitimately love playing football. We played football all the time growing up.
I know people give me crap for saying that there's not been a good wrestling game since No Mercy Wrestling in 2000.
Oh shit. Internet, get ready.
Yeah, come at me, you jock ass nerds. There has not been a fun football game since NFL Blitz on the Nintendo 64.
Trying to think of a football game that was super
Fight
fun.
Fight me. Mutant League Football was on the Sega Genesis. That was before it.
That's true. Tecmo Super Bowl was on Super Nintendo and Nintendo. Although they did come with a one called Tecmo. Oh, no. Wait. What system did you say? The 64?
Blitz was on the 64.
I think the only football game I've played that's newer since then was Tecmo Bowl on the DS. It was a new version of it, but it was just Tecmo Bowl. Because you ever play Tecmo Bowl? I love me some Tecmo Bowl. That is the best football game.
Was there a version of Tecmo Bowl, but it was hockey?
This tech, oh my god!
Did you just bite your tongue?
Oh, I bit my palm. Yes, there is. Oh my god, that hurts.
Tecmo hockey game.
There's Tecmo hockey. There's Tecmo basketball.
Because there was
they had a bunch of games out when EA was putting their games out, and Tecmo was like the 2K of the time period,
right?
Because for every NBA Live or NHL, there was Tecmo hockey, Tecmo whatever. Mm-hmm. They even had a wrestling game that I loved growing up, and I haven't played in years, but I'm sure it's not good.
Yeah, none of those really hold up.
But that football game was awesome.
There was a Super Nintendo hockey game. I don't remember which one it was, but I really liked it. And I was weirdly good at it.
It wasn't in the NHL series?
No, it was NHL. It was an official NHL game. I remember that because I was...
I mean like EA Sports version.
I couldn't tell you. I think
those were like widely regarded as the best hockey games.
It's like NHL Live or something. No, that can't be right.
No, there was NBA Live, and it was the same series. Because growing up, Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis, I had a Super. I never had the Sega Sports games. Mm-hmm. But like I had all of the EA games on Super Nintendo. NBA Live, NHL, Madden. Like, I love
I think it
EA
was just
games.
NHL 94, 95,
yeah, those,
something
those
like
are the
that.
Really good ones, yeah.
Yeah, there was...
Those were so much fun.
I think it was 95, maybe. I don't know. But it was... Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite sports games ever in general, because I'm just not a huge... I ended up... What was the one? So when Dalton and I each bought our original Xbox, like our original Xbox Ones.
You got a sports game, didn't you?
It was the stupidest thing because the version that I bought came with Battlefield.
Battlefield 1.
No, the version... Yeah, it was
one of you got Battlefield 1.
Yeah, one of us got Battlefield 1, one of us got Madden.
Yeah.
But we each liked the other console, so we just traded game codes. So I have a copy of Madden that I could install on my game. I tried to play it because it was up, up, down, down. Got me like weirdly, they would always do the Madden tournaments, which they brought back. Kofi versus Rollins, I think, was dropped today. And I would watch those videos because watching them all play and get like weirdly competitive about it looked like a ton of fun. It was like, that'd be something we could maybe do because Dalton said he would play it with me. Yeah. I'm sure I could have talked like Jesse into it. Like
I would have done it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I probably could have gotten you to play. So I downloaded it, I installed it, and I went to play it. And it was like, okay, so it's while you're waiting for the rest of the game to install or something, you can play as the two worst teams in the league. And even as someone who does not follow sports, I was like, why am I playing as the Browns? Like, it was like the Browns versus the Rams or something ridiculous. And that was when they were still in St. Louis, so they were definitely garbage. No, I'm sorry. Like, is anyone going to get mad at the fact that that was a terrible team?
It was. It wasn't always, though. They used to have the bus.
No, yeah. They
had Jerome Bettis. Didn't they have Kurt Warner?
Yeah, they had Kurt Warner for a while. He's the reason that I didn't like, I actually didn't like the Rams because of Kurt Warner.
Really?
Yeah. There was a, because stupid kid me saw a game that Kurt Warner like sprained his pinky and left. And then Brett Favre like finished the game with a broken hand or something. And it's like, oh, so this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Right? Like he just quits. Lame. Rams suck. But now as an adult, I'm like, no, your whole, like Brett Favre was wildly irresponsible. Like,
to risk hurting himself.
Yeah, that could have done long-term career-ending damage.
Right.
Like that was just not smart.
I think it was either Zane or Ciro that are also Cowboys fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a discussion, I don't remember which episode it was, but we were talking about how when I was growing up, the Cowboys were my absolute favorite team because they had Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith. I mean, you had these great, like, incredible players. And I think it was Jesse shit all over them. And I want to say it was either, I think it was Zane, but it could have been Ciro, but I think it was Zane. Just like, put up his dukes. Let's go. Because the Cowboys were, at that time period, were amazing. Michael Irvin, like, oh, get out of here. What a team.
But yeah, so I tried to play Madden. And just like everyone was dropping passes, I'm getting sacked. It was terrible. I was like, I don't want to play. And it doesn't, it also kind of assumes that you played Madden every year forever. There was no tutorial. And I don't know jack about football.
Right.
So I just kind of wanted to play. And it was just like, okay, here you go. And it was the same thing with, I bought a super cheap NHL game for, I think it might have been NHL, might have been 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like trying to find any sort of tutorial and there just was none. So I don't know how to pass. I don't know how to shoot. I don't know how I'm supposed to like move and do things. And yeah, it was, so I was just like, man, that's a huge disappointment.
Yeah. Whenever I got into the older, the newer versions of NHL games, especially like I'll look through the controls and it'd be like deking and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. And I don't know what it does. I just remember on those games, there was pass, shoot.
Yeah.
And check. And I hit the check button a
pass,
lot.
Pass, shoot, check, turbo.
Yep.
Or sprint.
What was wrong with those controls?
Exactly. And that's NHL Blitz. It's just Hail Mary.
Yeah.
After Hail Mary. Hail Mary and blitzing. And that's the game. And it's great.
I hate especially with football, the games, because stuff will happen that is out of your control. Like fumbles. Like,
yeah.
Like if I get tackled and my character fumbles the ball, I'm like, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like no part of me did that. I'm playing a game now and I really love it called Super Mega Baseball 2. I have it on Switch and it's incredibly customizable and it's a really good baseball game. It doesn't have an official license, but it's a really good baseball game and it's of intergender, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have a team made up for Podzilla basically and I have all of us on the team. Like you, me, Dalton, Allie.
Wait, because then you say it was like me and Allie were like your top scores or something. Dalton had the most runs batted in.
Everyone's doing well. The worst person on the team is Tanner, and even he's doing okay. He hits in a clutch. But there are times where like we're in the World Series now. We've made it to the series. And I'll throw the ball to the first baseman, and it'll be like, it's two outs. Bases are loaded. We're down by like two. I really need to get this out. And I'll throw the ball to the first baseman, who's Allie, and she'll get it, but then an exclamation part mark will appear over her head, and she'll, oh, goddamn. And she'll, it hurts so bad. And she drops the ball. And that's happened multiple times where, like, the little exclamation point means error, and they drop the ball. And I had nothing to do with that.
Right.
That is not, that is just the computer fucking me.
Yeah.
When I need it to not fuck me.
That chance of, that is one thing that I've always disliked about, especially, like, basketball games, of just, I have a clear open shot, but there is that percentage chance of, nope, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's part of why I hate XCOM-style games.
Because you have a 94% chance.
I'm on the square next to you, point blank.
Yeah.
98%, and I still miss. Yeah. It's just like, come on.
I had that with Final Fantasy Tactics growing up, where it'd be like 94% chance to hit. And Tactics is a very unforgiving game, so you have to, it's like XCOM. So you'd swing and miss. And I'd be like, 94%. And then they'd have a 48% to hit, and it would be a critical.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get the fuck out of here,
but,
man.
But then I play Call of Duty, and I'm like, and the number of times I've whiffed on like point blank shots, I'm like, okay, I guess I get it. Like, maybe I need to just. But at least then I can recognize, wow, I am not good at this.
Yeah, one of the worst things that I, least fun things I've done in Call of Duty so far was when I was trying to get the gold for that LMG, and it was hip fires. Because if you ever tried to hip fire an LMG and hit anybody, oh my God, yeah.
You do the outline around them.
Yeah, it was almost impossible, and it was frustrating. I finally got it, and I never want to do that again.
I got my second gold. I got the RAM. I did that last night. I had some good games last night.
I'm working on the PP90, I think it is, or P90X.
Oh, yeah, no, the P90. It's a submachine gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on that
one. I accidentally picked that up on shipment, and I was like 1 in 50. I picked that up, and I got like a sentry gun. The game ended by the time before I could use it.
Oh.
So I was kind of annoyed at that, but
oh my God,
I was like,
oh,
wow. So I immediately,
incredible.
I immediately added it on my one of my custom loadouts, because I was like, I could play with this a little bit
more. Yeah, I really like that gun. The only reason I picked it originally, Jesse said it was good, but I only picked it originally because it was in GoldenEye. It was my favorite gun in the original GoldenEye. And I don't know if it was called the same gun, but I just remember the look. It's a very distinct looking weapon.
The P90 was a pistol in GoldenEye.
No, that's the PP7.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's actually called the PPK, the Walter PPK. Which we only have a couple minutes left, but what do you think of that new James Bond movie? Are you excited?
I want to do a rewatch. Like, I'm excited for it. I think Daniel Craig.
Do not say you need to rewatch the series. Oh, you just mean
Daniel Craig ones.
Okay.
So I tried to do a Bond rewatch. Me, my friend Keith, and my friend Rye dedicated like one night a week. We would go over and we would start at the first one because Rye had the box set.
Yeah.
And woof, man. Like, some of those are history has not been kind to James Bond. Like, he kind of sucks. So I like the Daniel Craig ones. I do think he's probably my favorite Bond.
Well, see, that's why I like the Pierce Brosnan ones, because that was the first one I could ever remember them. And it wasn't much, but they kind of held Bond accountable for his beliefs and actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are specific lines in GoldenEye where I remember, I think it was Trevelyan said something like, you know, the drinks, do they silence the screams of the women you fail to protect? And they also talk about the Cold War and stuff like that. So it was almost like that first time they tried to bring Bond into like a new era.
But they
didn't go as far.
As good as GoldenEye is, like, the rest of those movies are bad.
They're not great. I liked Die Another Day only because I saw it in theater and it was fun. Anytime you go to the theater, you're going to like it more than watching it on your own, because it has that feel.
The World Is Not Enough. Is that the one with the guy who's like, the diamonds exploded in his face?
No, that's Die Another Day.
And it was all like ice and
there
was the ice thing. I remember seeing that
with Holly
one
Berry.
I remember seeing that one with my stepdad and just being like, this isn't, even as a kid, I was just like, this is fine. I kind of want to go watch The Mummy again.
Yeah, I liked it because, again, I saw it in theater. But Madonna was in it, which was weird.
Sigmund Freud.
Jesus Christ. And the other ones I can't even remember. Like, I know he made other ones.
Lazenby, Clooney.
No. I mean the other Brosnan films. Lord,
Connery. Sean Connery.
He's
Clooney.
He's a lesser known Bond.
George Clooney is Bond.
Actually, wouldn't have been a terrible Bond.
The history of Bond is also pretty fascinating between, like, I mean, Sir Ian Fleming sucked. Like, he was a douchebag.
He's like H.P. Lovecraft. You know, love the work, hate the person.
Yeah. And even the work, like, ever since someone pointed out that a lot of H. Lovecraft's horror is an unimaginable terror. Ooh, what's it look like? Can't describe it. It's an undescribable terror.
It's in your head, man.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay, sure. That kind of broke me, because I used to really dig Lovecraft stuff, and then just someone framed it that specific way, and it just ruined it for me. But The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, GoldenEye. Did he have another one?
The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, GoldenEye. There's one more. The World Is Not Enough. There's one more, I'm positive, and I can't remember what it is.
Let me see what we got.
Because there was the one
where... Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies. There it is. Because one had Michelle Yeoh in it, and she was badass.
Yeah. But yeah, so we tried to do that. We made it. I think we made it out of Connery.
Oh shit! You barely made out of Connery.
Yeah, because our work schedules then got kind of flipped around because we were all service industry and college students.
Yeah,
so it didn't. Our schedule was super in flux. But no, I want to do a rewatch of all the Bond ones. I think me and Audra have talked about like setting aside a day and just kind of.
I would like to rewatch the Brosnan ones and the Craig ones because those are the only two that I really care about. I heard. Not Lazenby. Who was it after Lazenby? Timothy Dalton. Mm-hmm. I heard the Dalton ones were good but different, and I kind of want to rewatch that one because there's one I think that's rated R. I think it's the only Bond movie that was ever rated R. Hmm. And I kind of want to rewatch that one again, but I don't know, man. A lot of them are kind of boring or offensive.
See, well, very offensive. Like, he straight up sexually assaults a woman, and that was like, we watched that one and we were just like, so fuck this, right? Like, this isn't cool. And it just kind of moves on. Like, she eventually likes it. Like, ugh, this is terrible.
That's like one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies, High Plains Drifter, where this gang is coming back to the town that got them arrested, and the town knows that they're gonna fucking kill all of them. So they end up hiring this Clint Eastwood character who just kind of rides into town, is really mysterious. And I'll spoil it for you. It's hinted very highly that he is the spirit of the former sheriff of the town that they all sat by and watched get murdered. Mm-hmm. So what he does is he prepares them all for battle. He paints the town red and puts a sign out in front that says, "Welcome to Hell." So when the guys ride in, and then he just fucking leaves the town to die, basically. Yeah, it's fucked up. But there's a part where this woman just keeps giving him sass, so he literally drags her out to a barn and rapes her, and she ends up loving him in the end, kind of.
Right.
It's bad. But like, there's no excuse for it, but when you find out what it is, you understand why he was like cruel to her, because they all just fucking let him die. Mm-hmm. But still,
yeah.
A little much.
Yeah, that's super fucked up.
Good movie, though.
I want to rewatch all of the Craig ones leading into No Time to Die. That's the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I also, I'm a little excited to, I, one of my favorite parts of every Bond release is the song. Because
they say who it was in this one?
Yeah, it's Billie Eilish.
That's right.
Which, like, You Should See Me in a Crown. I genuinely do like that song. And the only reason I know it is because it was on NXT.
She's got a lot of good music. I really do think she's a good artist.
I've heard Bad Guy, and like, it's fine. Like,
I like the mean from Bad Guy more than I like the song Bad Guy.
I like the one of the guy playing the piano.
Da, 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 da,
the, where it transforms into We Are Number One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
I think she'll do a good version of it. Bond songs are always very hit and miss for me.
Mm-hmm. I will say, like, so Hunter, and he'll listen to this, and I need to double check this, because he mentioned, like, oh, they usually don't give those to, like, one-hit wonders. And the first song... The first thought that I had to that was like, I'm pretty sure Aha had a Bond song, and I need to confirm that real quick. Otherwise, you're just gonna have to cut this out.
I still think the best Bond song will always forever be
The
Chris
Living
Cornell.
Daylights. Yep, they were. It was Aha.
Well, so did I think it was it Garbage that did a Bond song too for one of the Brosnan ones. I'm fairly sure.
I don't know. I'm not super historical on him. I just knew, like...
Well, I remember everyone loved the GoldenEye one because it was Tina Turner, and I hated it just because that's not my style of music, really.
Skyfall is probably my favorite, which is the basic, like, that is the pumpkin spice latte of Bond themes.
I saw the Chris Cornell, You Know My Name, is and always will be the
really
greatest fucking Bond song.
There is only
and that music video for it's amazing.
There is only one that actually is a hit on the radio for the classic rock station, Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney.
Yeah. I need you to find that out so we can wrap this up.
Which one am I looking for?
Garbage. AKA the Lazenby films.
Wi-Fi totally just dropped. Okay. All James Bond songs ranked. So that's gonna tell me. Chris Cornell, You Know My Name. Wow. Chris Cornell, You Know My Name is their 23rd of 23.
So 23rd is the best, right?
Tom Jones, Thunderball, Lulu, The Man with the Golden Gun, Madonna, Die Another Day, Sigmund Freud, Aha, The Living Daylights, Shirley Bassey, Moonraker, Sam Smith, Writings on the Wall. That one's actually pretty good, too.
Yeah,
Matt Monroe from Russia with Love, Adele, Skyfall is number 15.
I don't like this list anyway.
Duran Duran, A View to a Kill, Sheryl Crow, Tomorrow Never Dies, Gladys Knight, License to Kill. Is that who you were talking about when you said garbage, Sheryl Crow?
It might have been. It might have been. Keep going, though, because I remember the rest.
Jack White and Alicia Keys, Another Way to Die. That was a good one. I like that one a lot. Garbage, The World is Not Enough.
Yes, I knew it.
Tina Turner, GoldenEye.
Wait, so they rated Garbage above Chris Cornell?
They rated literally all of all of them.
Fuck out of here. Duran Duran.
Louis Armstrong, We Have All the Time in the World, number 8. Number 7, Rita Coolidge, All Time High.
Wait, where's Madonna on that list?
We already, like, higher than... Higher.
Well, of course it was higher than that, because clearly Chris Cornell is the worst fucking song ever.
It's like, I need you to understand how this list works.
Oh, my God. Allie just walked in. He's making me angry.
Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are Forever. Sheena Easton, For Your Eyes Only, number 5. Number 4 is Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice. I know where this is going. Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger, number 3. Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better. And number 1, Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die.
Well, that's a bullshit list.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
Yeah.
Unless they ranked it in reverse.
All right, next show. We're pushing villains
Bond Part
back.
2?
We're pushing villains back 4 weeks.
It's James Bond round 2.
That's the new bit of just like we're gonna do villains next week.
Yeah, pushing it back. All right.
I gotta find, that's gotta be a Spotify playlist, right?
Fuck, I'm gonna get out of here. We're done with this. We're gonna talk about this after the show. This isn't over. Stay tuned tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we talk about James Bond music. So for Ace and myself and for Allie, who just walked in, thank you guys for tuning in. Fuck that list.
We were having such a nice show, too.
Oh, my God. That's so infuriating. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about Royal Rumble. We're going to talk about The Riot from CCW. We got some shows this weekend, including Stride. None of these shows will be using Chris Cornell music, and that upsets me. Fucking hell.
Real quick. Of course, patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Of course.
Facebook and twitter.com/podzilla1985.
Right.
And then the thing that I mentioned earlier, I was a guest on Best Friends Talk Funny. You can find that on my Twitter. You can go to their Twitter, which is BF's Talk Funny. And it was just me and Kyle, who does a lot of stuff with the Kind of Funny New York meetups crew. We just talked for a little over an hour. And it was a fun interview. I had a lot of fun doing it. And I would very much like this to be a success for him.
Did you talk funny?
I mean, I said some funny stuff, I think.
You always do.
Yeah.
Always do. Nothing funny about that list.
So yeah, check that out, and because that would mean a lot to me.
Yes. And we're going to go and 100% check that out. Ace has been making the rounds, doing some great shows out there. We fully support all of our people. Also, check out one of our friends from CCW started a new podcast called Four Sides. It's Caleb Carter, and he's talking about, I know he's just put out his new episode where he's talking about One Night Ride. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but we recommend you check him out too. He is on SoundCloud. So look up Four Sides.
I think I also saw that he is on Spotify and Anchor.
It's good. He tried to do Podbean, and it didn't quite work out the way he wanted to. So, and we've always talked about how we're going to leave Podbean because they stopped caring about us, but we're lazy and it's easy. So we'll see what happens.
And cheap. For the amount of episodes that we put out.
Oh my God. Closing in on 1,000. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Until then, live and let die. It's not the best song.